Minotaur. Murdered by a white ball rushing through the tall hedge at great speed. A white Minotaur running headlong across the sloping grass, crashing through the wooden balustrade and hurtling into the body, horns rammed into the stomach. The full force hits, the sharp curved weapons pushing the body backwards, crashing through the glass windows. More wood breaks. Glass enters the back and scythes through the lungs and liver, stomach and diaphragm. The bull lifts its head upwards, with the jerking body spouting blood from all available openings. Wood and glass sprouting from all directions, the human form growing suddenly in size. Now a winged animal, a tree tangled with tangled branches of manufactured wood and ripped flesh. The raging bull continues its progress across the room, breaking chairs and tables as it goes, the body becoming limp and flailing is almost fully spent, a mishmash of treacly, blood and freshly carved meat hanging off the prongs of the white bull's blood-stained head. The killer, also vulture, as it dips its head back into the thoracic cage of another fresh carcass. The body is slumped onto the brown sofa, recognizably a human form, seemingly asleep, head on open chest, traversed by broken woodwork and glass. The trajectory of the bull, a hefty bullet traversing layers of matter and space. Its distance clearly seen through a series of impacts detailed and recorded in the shattered layers of successive objects encountered. The red and white Minotaur takes in the scene as it ambles back to its own field next door. Indifferent to the modifications it has made to its neighbours and their surroundings. Grass is on the menu. After blood and exertion, it shits on the ground and looks back through the hole in the hedge, sees the lights there on an insect-filled night, and settles to sleep.